hat? Whoa! Oh, Lord, you're not three sheets out blowing in the wind again, are you? Don't tell me.
Not quite, no. My old friend Yvonne was confused about the component nuances of this particular cognac and sought to test my acumen that I might report back to her on my perception.
Well, listen, if you can. Now, I know you get involved in some woo-woo mystical nonsense. I need for you to tell me if you think Georgia's actually talking her book or if she's completely off the deep end so I know who to call. So, she writes to me, OMG Surrender, you're amazing. I'm amazing. We're all amazing. She got part of that right.
What's really coming up for me in this moment is that you are actively healing your yes in the spring quadrant.
Now, all this in response to me telling her she's probably taking in too much fiber. Something coming up for you?
Well, does Georgia have a religious affiliation?
She's pretty opportunistic. I doubt she would turn one down.
Well, I'm not a fan of modern bastardizations of ancient mythologies, but perhaps she's adapting some Native American folklore.
Or at least smoking the peyote pipe. Well, I am done. I am done with this craziness. I've got an empire to run. Lord, speaking of which, your keyboard is ready for you to tickle it with your claws.
Well, I assure you, I have never been more cognizant.
Well, you might consider taking in less fiber, too, then. All right, Catwoman, let's give it a shake. Come on. Come on.
It's the Dragon Sail Puppets Variety Show. Starring Surrender, Bruce, Catatonic, and Henri, featuring the Dragon Sail Puppets Band. Anchors away.
You're listening to Hot Pod by the Dragon Sail Puppets.
There's no doubt, only pain will crash and fly. just a hot pot. Lyrically take out the hot pot. Here's the shaking. Bada hot pot.
You have a brewing hot pot.
Bada hot pot. Hot pot.
Here's the ensuing.
In the hot pot.
Bubbling and brewing.
In the hot pot.
Keep up the cover on
the hot pot. Pot.
Your mother's doing
in the hot pot.
That is brewing.
In the hot pot.
The fire pit
in the hot pot.
The way you can it.
Add the salt, add the lime, swirl it to paper until the next
my lovelies. Now, aren't you glad that somewhere, 18 billion ass years ago, some star far out in space farted so badly it exploded into a million pieces, and now here we are all together admiring surrender. Oh, now I had to braid some of this hairdo to keep it from flying away. So before anybody accuses me of appropriating Native American culture, I assure you I am 1/16th Cherokee, and only 1/16th of my head is braided. So the math works out. Lord, husband.
People,
I am getting more and more concerned about that Georgia hot mess. Have mercy. Now, I know a lot of people just use words to rub their feelings all over each other. But that hussy has me feeling like a piece of grimy, shake-and-bake poultry. Oh, in short, now that she's done with that sugar, that benefactor of hers, Georgia's loading us all up with affirmations. Because she's trying to clean up her karma. Because now she's decided to go try her luck in Hollywood. Lord. So if y'all see a news item of a hussy slipping down Universal City's hills, you'll know who they're talking about. Oh, she's asking us all to wad up all of our positive energy in a big ball and blow it her way. So she can fulfill her destiny to play the part of an aging streetwalker on a cutting room floor. Oh, I'm tired of it all, y'all. I'm tired of the inflated hopes, the dashed dreams, the juicy love bombs she keeps hurling at us. Lord, it's like watching a snail lose its way down a moonlit wall. Y'all like that? I think it's pretty. It sounds good to me. I swear, I keep Georgia in my life just for the material and inspiration. But I'm bracing myself for it. This is what'll happen. Y'all mark it. After a week or two of endless floodings of her drama and floggings of compassion for all of us, she will be back home, a spent wreck. And we'll all have to lift her spirits, pump her up bigger than her butt pads, and remind her that no matter what, she's a precious jewel in the crown of life, etc., etc. Oh, actually, I think she's a muffin crumb that's fallen through the slats. But I ain't gonna tell her that. Well, now, I better go check on Shenanigans backstage, right? Make sure that storm cloud isn't sneaking erotic videos onto the onboard projectors to freak out the born-agains. It's not encouraged by studio policy. I see y'all on the other side. Oh, the wigs, the antiques from China. The dehumidifiers behind the gold lame throw pillows and the fashions. Oh, how would a bargain basement hussy ever be able to throw a Czech mix tea party in her double wide in style without supplies from her local Pinch My Penny? Tell us what the Pinch My Penny has done for you.
they have tweezers that you can use as roach clips.
Oh, I see you beginning to sound like a one-note serenade. Do you ever wear clothes or cook a meal?
I got a pot holder here once.
Oh, that's good. See, a pot holder. That's good. Oh, I think that pleases me a little too much.
Their video selection sucks, though. I'll tell you where I get mine.
Okay, moving on. So, Catwoman, what has the Pinch My Penny meant to you?
Meant to me?
I.e., what meaning has it conferred upon my life?
Oh, God.
As I watch these monolithic chains devour wholesale all the quaint family shops in my district.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you what I have gleaned from the Pinch My Penny. First, that society is about sheep, and the wolf does indeed rule. Secondly, that sanity has been selected against and largely purged from the gene pool.
I know you like their crab cakes.
Well, they're profoundly salty. Besides chocolate bunny ears, huh? What do you like about the Pinch My Penny?
I got my bow tie here.
You did?
And everyone is very nice.
They are?
And after you wash their clothes a couple of times, you don't smell the mothballs so much.
Make it fast.
I like the stuffed bunnies.
That's a wrap. And that is why you mustn't concern yourself with your long wait, Serena. For the gods may work their will with us in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
But out of our deserts, they will dance with joy.
Well, good. I'm glad they're having a good time.
And this joy will be terrible to know.
Speaking of waiting, where the hell... No, I told myself I wasn't going to get mad at him today.
Chi-Chi got the broom after me.
So glad you could join us to fulfill your contractual obligations, dog. And now, we'd like to say...
Happy birthday!
So, as part of a goodwill initiative, I invite you to feel free to have the happiest, most productive pup corner ever. And Catwoman, let's lead them to it.
May have the Pitoon University.
All right, go on.
Yay!
Party, party! Disco love for me!
Disco!
Hey, you need something! Now you're fancy. You'll get some leg tonight for sure.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard Stormcloud say it.
People sure say some strange things.
Yeah.
Like when that guy asked Chi-Chi if he could get fries with that shake.
What'd she say?
She said no.
It's my birthday and I wanted fries.
Well, maybe she's restocked by now.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can't wait for my birthday party dealies. Serena said we had to wait until the end of the show.
She was quite clear on that.
I hope everybody at the party jumps up and down and says, Yay, Bruce! Yay, Bruce! And there's no pregnancies and I get lots of gifts.
Can I try something different in a hat?
Let me see what I got. Woohoo! Mango margarita!
So, has turning a year older made you reflect?
Yeah! No.
Did you get any cards?
Yeah, I got this one from Catatonia. You read it, it makes no sense to me.
Dear Bruce, still so young and full of adrenaline and other substances, what I see in you is obsessive derangement, or a biological design for the aggressive expansion of a social order. Happy birthday. Hey.
Oh,
here. Let's go get chocolate bunny ears.
Yeah, and look at my decorations, so pretty. Are you ready for my party?
Yeah, but I don't want somebody's old leg.
You're listening to Ritual by the Dragon Sail Puppet.
We'll be right back.
hell. My esteemed hussies, you know a gift from the gods needs to every so often go home and stick her feet on the vibrating pad, so it looks like I must bid adieu. And for now, I want you to be careful around any flunkies from Hollywood sending you light or oozing all over your chakras, because that don't ever get you anything you need, huh? And be sure to live in light or study it up, hussies!
Sarinda's gowns, courtesy of the Pinch My Penny Markdown Rack. Wardrobe consultation by Chi-Chi's Production. Personal assistant to Sarinda, also that drag queen from Guatemala. Special promotional consideration by Georgia Hot Flash. Sarinda's fragrance, honeysuckle passion, makes you scintillating and covers up mothball stink when added to a cold rinse.
Oh.